share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just recently, Barisan Nasional was issued a summon amounting to RM 10,000 for failing to maintain physical distancing at an event in World Trade Center Kuala Lumpur, WCTKL. Yesterday, Party Kidilan Rakyat was slapped with a fine of the same amount, but this time for a crowd-less program as it was conducted virtually in Taman Krubong Jaya, Malacca. The RM 10,000 compound was issued by the police, which was in line with Provision 16 Pu. A. 293 of the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Regulations, Measures Within Infected Local Areas, National Recovery Plan, 2021, as reported by Bernama. The Standard of Procedures, SOPs, in Phase 4 of the National Recovery Plan forbids programs associated with the state election and those that can result in a public gathering, as announced by the Health Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, recently. According to ACP Aslan Abu, Malacca Police Contingent Headquarters SID Chief revealed that the police had asked the organizers to cease the program. The head of information for PKR, Datuk Seri Shamsul Iskander Mode Akin, did not sit well with this as the program was done virtually in the form of mobile talks, yet they were slapped with an unreasonable compound. It's a hit-and-run program, not a social event. But the police insisted to issue a compung to us when we were not even running a campaign for the state election, he expressed his regrets. Following the incident, he had urged the Ministry of Health, MO, to immediately come out with detailed SOPs for the ban of social gatherings during the state election, reported Astro Awani. Meanwhile, he also stated that he will bring this matter for further discussions with the lawyer, if necessary. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Syed Sadiq announces that MUDA will contest in upcoming Malacca state elections. Source: Harian Metro. Source: MyYNet. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.